before we talk about Mankins, which I'm sure we will, a roster exemption, can you explain, like, exactly what that is and what that allows you to do and how long you get?
Yeah, as far as any sort of league dynamics and those are concerned, I'm not going to really get into that. I mean, every situation is different. You know, every player, every team, you know, there's different circumstances. So, I mean, I don't really want to get into the logistics. It's a league-wide matter. It's a league matter, and, you know, we'll deal with it however we need to deal with it.
Okay, well, on Mankin today, were you surprised when you learned he would show up, and what are your thoughts on the fact that he has?
You know, he's in the building. It's good that he's here. You know, it means he's really no different than any other player that's on a team or in the building. You know, they'll start to prepare for the opponent, and then we'll make the decision about who plays based on how they practice, how the meetings go, who's healthy, et cetera. So, I mean, Logan's been a good player for us. You know, he's been solid. He's been reliable. I think he has a lot of the traits and characteristics that we look for in players. So, you know, it's good to have him around here in the building.
Is there any sort of relief that this annoying several-month-long thing is over?
I mean, I think we just take it one day at a time. So, I mean, every day there's always something that comes up that the team has to deal with, and, you know, we just take it one day at a time. So Logan's here today, so we'll move forward with him and the rest of the club.
Nick, sometimes these situations indicate that maybe the team's supposed to be a long-term deal. Now that he's back, he feels like is there anything, would you expect something besides to work out something long-term to be done anytime soon?
I think those discussions will remain between ourselves and the player and his representatives, like they always do with every player.
Nick, how much curiosity or interest are you going to have over the waiver wire when Randy Moss's name hits it either today or tomorrow?
You know, Karen, I think we'll do what we do every day with the waiver wire. We'll assess the names that come through, and whoever those players are, we'll evaluate the situation and then make a determination about what we feel is best for the team. So we'll treat every situation, every player, every name that crosses the wire no different than we do any other day, whoever those players are.
Have you talked about the possibility of bringing him back, given he's now available?
You know, I really don't think we talk about hypotheticals until anything is official from the league. We really don't proceed. It's really, and that's the league's perspective more than anything else. They encourage teams to do that, to not make any sort of comment about any player until the transaction is official. So we'll comply with the rules and regulations as mandated by the NFL. And once the transaction does come across the wire, then we'll proceed accordingly, whatever direction we're going to go.
Nick, going back to the idea of whether or not you have an exemption for him, you really have no idea at this point how long you'll get an exemption for?
Nothing's been determined at this point. I mean, we'll have contact with the league office, and then, you know, we'll have communication with them, and then we'll proceed accordingly. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's a pressing issue at this point. I mean, we'll take it, you know, as it comes and just make sure that we're in compliance with everything from a league perspective and from a logistical perspective on our end. So, I mean, we'll do our due diligence and do what we feel is best, and, you know, we'll be in contact with the league, and then we'll get everything figured out, I'm sure.
Nick, I don't know if you've had backgrounds in situations like these, but how delicate is the balance? You have a player of Logan's caliber coming back, and you have players that could be affected by that, like a Dan Connolly. How delicate is that balance when the dynamics come together like they are?
I mean, I think any time that you have, you know, players in the building, I mean, they've spent a lot of time together, they've worked together. I mean, you know, Logan's been a good player for us, so, I mean, that's something that you know, players deal with, the coaches will deal with. So, I mean, we'll do whatever we feel is best for the club. All the players understand that, all the coaches understand that, and that's our modus operandi, so to speak, so. And that's what we'll do. So, you know, we've had a lot of good players. We've got a lot of players that have played well for us at this point. But the more good players you have in your program, the more good players you can get on the field. And I think that's certainly a positive for the team. And hopefully we can continue moving forward. And, you know, this week it's Cleveland. So, I mean, that's our goal, to prepare and put the best players out there to give us the chance to win against Cleveland, because, you know, we're certainly going to have our hands full this week. There's no question about it.
It seems like each week, Nick, we joke about that last practice squad spot. Anything to report on that at this point?
You know, we're close. We'll actually, you know, I think we're getting close here this afternoon. It didn't work out last week. There were just a couple moving parts, but I think we're getting closer to a resolution here today. So hopefully we'll have something by the end of the day. If not by the end of the day, then certainly before practice tomorrow. But, I mean, there's a couple of candidates here, but there's still a couple of things that we're trying to get ironed out.
Nick, I guess sort of like it is on some weeks, there are some familiar faces on the Browns, and Jeannie, Ryan. Do you see any similarities with their team or the way it's constructed, either fundamental-wise, personnel-wise, or anything like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that they've done this season, I think they've played competitively, and then they've played with toughness, and I think that starts in a running game with Hillis. Since he's become kind of the main ball carrier, the primary ball carrier, I mean, they've run the ball well. Hillis certainly brings a physical element to their offense. You know, and defensively, you know, those guys are good defensive coaches, no question about it. They do a lot of different things on defense. They give you a lot of things that you have to prepare for. You know, and they proved it a few weeks ago when they went down to New Orleans and, you know, gave a pretty good offense some problems. So, you know, they're disciplined. They're a tough team. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and they've been really competitive. It's really been a one-score game in every game that they've lost. But they've been in, I think, aside from one game, I want to say the Atlanta game, which came down to it came down to the wire there in the fourth quarter. So, you know, they've played competitively against everyone that they've lined up against this year. So, you know, it's a credit to their coaching staff and the team that they've put together. So, you know, we understand the challenge in front of us, and, you know, we're behind in our preparation, so we need to catch up to them, and hopefully we'll be ready to go on Sunday.
All right, if there's nothing else, thanks, Nick.
Thanks, appreciate it.
Thanks.